Hello, and thank you for joining us for 10 Minute Tuesday. My name is Wendy Douglas, and today is March 2nd of 2021. And this is where we give you the news, events, weather, and sports from Carthage, Missouri in less than 10 minutes. Today is a gorgeous day outside, and if you make it by Central Park, you'll see the crocuses are in bloom. I found details about the crocuses on the Facebook page for Powers Museum. It says the flowers are a silent tribute to the women of Carthage who, through their various clubs during the years around 1910, were active beautifiers of the park with their planting and landscaping efforts, an effort that would go unknown for decades if not for the documentation and correspondence of Marion Wright Powers. So thank you so much to the Powers Museum for that information. Also, we had our 10 Minute Tuesday contest last week and we didn't have a winner, so we still have a gift card. We're going to make it a little more simple for you and just click like. So on any, if you're seeing this on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, or if you're listening to it on podcast, find us and just click like, and we're going to pick a name from one of our fans. And our sponsor for 10 Minute Tuesday and Virtual Carthage and CarthageNewsOnline.com is Jeff Hodkin from American Family Insurance. We appreciate all Jeff does to bring local news to you. I encourage you to go over to CarthageNewsOnline.com and find Jeff's picture, click on his link, and you can find some details about home ownership and how to protect your home during severe weather week. Our headline today is Severe Weather Week. We were able to catch Keith Stammer from Jasper County Emergency Management last week for an interview.
What I find interesting about that graphic, Wendy, if you had a chance to throw that back up real quick, It reads left to right in terms of interest on people, but in terms of deaths and injuries, you should read that right to left. More people are killed by flooding than any other weather event. And then hail and wind and then lightning and then finally tornadic activity as well. Mm-hmm. And in terms of most likely events, the least likely events, it runs right to left. But of course, everybody wants to talk about the tornadoes.
I thought one thing that was interesting when I've taken the storm classes before, they because I know when I fielded calls for the public, people are really upset that they can't hear the tornado sirens from while they're watching TV. Well, I realized in the storm classes that the weather sirens were invented for farmers, people who were in the field, who were working, who needed to be alerted to get off your tractor and take shelter indoors. And so now we use those for traffic when people are driving on the highway.
Yeah, exactly. Along with that, they were also used for civil defense originally, thinking that whenever the Russians come in with their bombers, this would give people who are outdoors a chance to go indoors, which is the whole point of an outdoor warning siren.
Right.
It's for people who are outdoors. They're out playing golf. They're at the swimming pool. They're out running. They're playing baseball or something like that. In fact, if you look at the map for our sirens, they are not placed in a grid. Mm-hmm. They are rather placed in places where people are when they're outside. All watches and warnings come from the National Weather Service. Mm-hmm. The local broadcasters don't generate those. So most any app will broadcast to you any watch and warning for your particular area. And you can set the National Weather Service and you can put a weather radio in your house and listen. They all have their pluses and minuses.
So Keith was able to give us a full 30-minute interview. If you'd like to see that, you can go to CarthageNewsOnline.com and click on Virtual Carthage. As he mentioned, it is Severe Weather Week, and today we had our statewide tornado drill. That drill was for Missouri and Kansas, and several residents received a text alert regarding a tornado warning. That was a false alarm, and it wasn't intended to be sent out to the public. But we do thank the efforts of the emergency alert system for testing just like everyone else. And I'm sure they'll be ready when it's time. And turning to education news on CarthageNewsOnline.com, the Carthage R9 Board of Education voted to hire two new administrators for the 21-22 school year during the February Board of Education meeting. Matt Huntley was named Assistant Superintendent for Instruction, and Michelle Hensley was named Fairview Elementary Principal. Congratulations to both of them. And on Board of Education news, we actually have a candidate forum coming up on March 30th, where we'll host our candidates for the school board so that you can review their questions and maybe ask some of your own and pick a new school board member. And closing out our headlines, we did drop information on March 1st regarding the citywide yard sale coming up on May 1st. So you can read the details and find out what you need to know about advertising your yard sale coming up in May. And with that, we're going to turn it over to David in sports.
Welcome to March of 2021. Hope everyone's having a fantastic day. Let's take a little look at sports here. Thursday of last week, the girls basketball team finished the regular season with a win over Lamar, 58-38. They were led by Brenna Rehm with a game high of 16 points. So a great finish to the season there. The girls, they faced Republic in the Class 6 District 12 semifinals yesterday. We pre-record this, so I don't have results yet, but Wendy will have an update of the results later in this podcast as she shoots hers later in the day. The boys dropped their season finale to Webb City last week, 62-46. Joel Pugh led the Tigers there with 15 points. The boys, let's see, they face Kickapoo tonight in the semifinals. And we will have an update later on that. Good luck to the Tigers there. The boys wrestling competed in the Class 4 sectionals on Saturday. Six Tigers punched their tickets to state, including two individual champions in Davion King and Luke Gull. So Braden Tate, Eli Sneed, and Braxton Tate are headed to state as well. So great job there, Tigers, representing C-Town. And good luck in state. And then who's ready for some spring sports? Baseball, boys golf, boys tennis, boys track and field, girls soccer, and girls track and field are all set to kick off at the end of this month. I say bring on the warm weather and let's have a great spring season and great job to those winter sports there. Looking forward for more stuff to come. Thanks.
And thank you for the sports updates, David. I did receive a message this morning from David regarding the girls' basketball game, and the girls lost to Republic 63-31 to end the season. And we're sorry to hear about that, but it sounds like the Carthage girls' basketball team had a good season overall. And turning to events, the Citizen Science Projects start on Wednesday. Those are virtual events that you can find at carthagenewsonline.com/calendar. And this weekend, we have Kaleidoscope at Art Central in Carthage. That exhibition is available Friday and Saturday from noon to 5 at Art Central in Carthage. It's just off 13th Street. It's a great exhibition with Joplin Area Regional Artists Coalition. And on Friday, our weekend review with Virtual Carthage will feature Chanti Beckham. She's going to bring us a recipe and some ideas to introduce more fruits and vegetables into your diet. So join us for Virtual Carthage at 4:30 on Friday. And the Jasper County Health Department has reported openings for tomorrow's clinic. If you're in need of a COVID vaccine, you can call 417-358-3111. Or 417-358-0481 to schedule an appointment. Please help us make your scheduling and check in faster and register on the state site to obtain your patient ID before calling to schedule an appointment. And again, that state ID is, or that state website is covidvaccine.mo.gov/navigator. And rounding out our report, we have weather, and it is gloriously boring out. It's the sun is shining. It should be in the mid-60s throughout the week, dipping down into the lower 50s on Friday with a slight chance of rain. But overall, it's a great time to get out and catch some vitamin D and enjoy the weather in Carthage. Thanks so much for joining us today. And if you have any questions regarding the news, weather, and sports here in Carthage, you can send those to virtualcarthage@gmail.com. And join us next week for 10 Minute Tuesday. And make sure to like us on Facebook so that you can win a prize.